Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
10:15 this Friday morning. No doubt many of you listening have hopped on the juicing bandwagon. Fruit, veg, kale, all blended up into a, well, for some a rancid thing, but for others a delicious, welcome and necessary coloured juice. Tapping into January's new year, new improved lifestyle opportunity, Jason Vale is in Dublin this weekend discussing the phenomenon of juicing and its physical and psychological impacts and the remarkable outcomes of his recent Super Juice Me documentary. Jason, good morning. Lovely to see you.
Good morning. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Psychological impact of juice?
Well, psychological impact. Well, funny enough, I've been on nothing but juice for the last 19 days. I'll explain why in a minute. But it's interesting, I was just talking to your guys out there, your producer. The mental clarity that you get when you remove the rubbish coming into your body and you replace the deficiencies with the correct nutrients is something that a lot of people don't know until they experience it.
Yeah.
Because most people experience in the same thing. They're comparing themselves with everybody else, and everybody else has adrenal fatigue, everybody else is struggling, everybody else is eating rubbish. But when you have this mental clarity and the energy, the genuine energy, unlike caffeine, that it gives you, I just think it's worth trying it on for size.
Okay, now you need to know a tiny bit about me before we get into this, which is I have no good habits. And no, in any respect, in any aspect of my life. So with that in mind, you say the rubbish that goes into you, it's only rubbish that goes in. So, but I'm open-minded. No, I'm not. I do have orange juice every morning that I squeeze myself.
Yeah, no, okay, that's a start, I guess. I was incredibly overweight. I don't know if you know my story. Yeah, I was very overweight, to say the least. I had very large breasts. Not good. I've got to be honest with you, for a guy, yeah. I was also covered in a skin disease called psoriasis. Literally from head to foot, couldn't turn my neck, it would crack. I had severe asthma, severe eczema. I was a very heavy smoker, 40, 60 a day, very heavy drinker. So I'm aware of that lifestyle.
Wow.
I'm aware of this, say the least. Now, I didn't all of a sudden see the juicy light.
Yes.
What actually happened was I wasn't stupid. I knew that fruits and vegetables were good for me, but I didn't like them. And as far as I was concerned, I'd rather have a shorter, sweeter life than a long, drawn-out, boring one by eating broccoli. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But it became apparent that the human body requires this stuff on a cellular level. So if I couldn't eat it, can I drink it? Now, the thought of eating broccoli is still abhorrent, even to me today. I'm not going to rush home and think, raw broccoli, I can't wait. I never will, in fact. But can you drink it? Over 87% of broccoli, for example, is pure organic liquid fuel. It's only this fuel that feeds the body. The fiber cannot penetrate through the intestines. So I read all this stuff. Can you make broccoli taste good? So if you mix it with some spinach and some kale, it's still going to suck. But however, if you mix it with a little bit of apple, freshly extracted, rich, thick apple juice, when you make it at home, nothing like you can buy in the shop, add some mint, add some ginger, what I call the kickers, the je ne sais quoi, all of a sudden it tastes good. Yeah. Now, I saw it as a medicine. So I saw it as an addition to everything else I was having. So I wasn't changing anything else. I was like, I'm not changing anything. I like my life too
much. Old habits, yeah.
So I started to incorporate this, got less hungry, because most people are overfed and undernourished. I was finally feeding myself, quite a taste for it. And next thing you know, I was just juicing like crazy. And I have been ever since, really.
And you say you're on day 19, Jason, of 28.
Yeah, the new plan, 28-day plan.
Which is part of your book, Super Juice Me. So, go on, sorry.
The reason why the 28 days came about, we took eight people, with the documentary Super Juice Me, I took eight people with 22 different diseases to try and illustrate my one disease, one solution hypothesis. The hypothesis being that I didn't take one specific juice for my asthma, my eczema, my hay fever, my psoriasis. All I did was remove the rubbish coming in and replace the deficiencies with the finest quality juice. And everything, for me personally, I'm not saying it's a cure at all. I want to be clear on this. But for me personally, I was lucky. Everything got better. But I thought, what would happen if you took eight people with 22 diseases, put them on nothing but juice for 28 days? What are the results? Yes, one woman alone in 28 days lost 38 pounds. Fine. Weight loss was a given. Brilliant. I mean, I've lost 21 pounds now in 19 days because I deliberately supersized myself before going into this.
To prove the point.
To prove the point and to prove the withdrawal and everything else.
Okay.
More importantly, though, it was things like Crohn's disease that all of a sudden got better, ulcerative colitis that got better, even lupus, which is an autoimmune disease. So the documentary is incredibly moving, fascinating, but also you cannot watch it and not be inspired to at least have or incorporate at least a 3-day, 5-day juice. Cleanse is a terrible word. So is detox. Literally where you're just, I suppose, servicing your body. Mm-hmm. You service your car. I hate putting my car in for a service. It's so inconvenient.
Yeah.
But again, the most important vehicle, it's a cliche, but it is our body. So once every season, 7 days, 5 days, and the program has been specifically devised, the 28-day plan, because a lot of people go, 28, I'm not doing 28, so I'll do nothing. But you can do 3 days of just that 28 or 5 days. A lot of people are doing 14 days. They're doing half the Super Juice Me. It's been specifically devised
and,
for that.
Jason, are those 14 days drinking juice and nothing, no other food?
Yeah, there's no other food.
No.
Yeah. But I want to get something clear. It's not orange juice like you squeeze in the morning, because that would be
we'd
freak
all,
most people out.
Yeah.
We're talking about avocado, for example, which they reckon is the only food on earth you can live on exclusively. It has everything the human body wants. You can't juice it, but you can blend it. You blend it with celery, cucumber. Again, it doesn't sound nice, but they're all delicious. But you do have a hunger SOS. This is your saving grace, my man.
We need to know it.
Your hunger SOS can be either you can eat a banana. I mean, yeah, it's
out
there.
Okay,
wow,
that's good. I like that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But you can eat a banana, or you can eat an avocado, or a good quality energy bar, or a handful of natural nuts. You'll do it intelligently. And also, the book explains everything, that if you're 6'7" and you're a rugby player, you're going to need more fuel or an extra juice than somebody. Yeah. It's hard to devise a 28-day plan for the entire nation.
So there are tweaks and quirks depending
on the
person.
There are tweaks and quirks depending on the person, mm-hmm. but I will challenge anyone, if you just did it for 5 days on days, get over the first 2 or 3 days, and psychology is everything. Listen, I was an addiction psychologist by trade. If you just do the program without reading the book, genuinely, without the first 100 pages, you're going to struggle. You're going to be on diet mentality.
Yeah.
If you understand how to change your mindset, everything changes. Then you enjoy the process.
Okay, so the psychology and the physiology combined.
It's all combined.
Get the result. You'd want to check with your GP, wouldn't you, your doctor, to say before you embark on such a...
You have to do that, and you should do that.
Yeah.
But interestingly enough, if you've got something like type 2 diabetes, I want to be clear, is that there are several people that's done it. And in fact, in the book, there's 20 people in colour, and you can see their before. It's extraordinary.
Yeah.
Not saying it's a cure. I want to be absolutely clear on this, and always consult your GP, but you're only putting in vegetable juices, let's be fair.
Okay, so it can't be that bad. Now, what about this? What have you brought in for us this morning?
Oh, this. I brought a little range, but what I've given you at the moment is the lemon ginger zinger. I thought I'd start you light.
Yeah.
Right, you know what I mean? I didn't want to start you on kale as your opening gambit.
Yeah.
I didn't think that would be a good idea.
No, I'm like a child at these things.
No, so I might. Listen, do you like Brussels sprouts?
I do, actually.
Oh, wow, that's weird. I hate
them. And broccoli.
Do you?
Yeah.
You see, well, hats off. Because a lot of people, here's the other thing people
like
say,
that.
They go, well, why don't I, like, they can be really big, as I was, really overweight. And they say, well, how come I don't just eat it? And I go, I don't know why you don't, but you clearly don't. So,
exactly.
But you do, so it's different. You said nothing good enters your body, now you say you eat broccoli. I mean, like broccoli.
No, right? I do eat quite well, actually. It's just, that just happens to be the
listen,
the,
this
the
is,
genetics.
I tell you what you're having while you're drinking this. You've got beautifully, freshly extracted carrot juice, which is nice and sweet as well. You've got lemon, you've got ginger and apple. Keep it simple.
Bad, actually. And if you told me carrot juice, I would have, turned my nose up at it.
I'm introducing you gently to the vegetable world by adding some ginger, which is a natural antibiotic, by the way, a natural antihistamine. And if you suffer from hay fever and you're listening and you do nothing else, get some ginger and apple, half an apple, big chunk of ginger, juice it every day from now up until summer. And then the hay fever, chances are, I mean, it cured my hay fever. I'm not saying it's a cure, but it's worth...
So it's a preventative measure?
Yes, a natural antihistamine.
Okay.
If you find it in nature, you think of where all medicine's from. It's from nature, ultimately. So all we're doing...
Now, I'm enjoying this twist of ginger, zinger, and all that. So how much of this do I need to drink, and what will it do for me?
About 420 mils. Again, we need to mix it up. You need a spectrum of colour, so I wouldn't have you live for 7 days or 28 days on that juice alone.
Yeah.
But you need to drink it on an empty stomach, because the idea behind that, of course, is to make it more bioavailable. In other words, there's no traffic in the way. It can act like a nutrient express, if you will, rapid absorption.
Okay.
And what it's doing, it's feeding your trillions of cells, and it's live food. So we're the only creatures on earth that cook our food. You don't see a griller with a barbecue.
Yeah.
So and we suffer because of that. I love cooked food, love going out for dinner, but we do need live food. So like I said, get a plate full of broccoli, kale, this, and if you only had one a day. In fact, actually, I challenge you to change your breakfast for 5 days a week. That's all. Even if you just change your breakfast to try it out, and you had a beautiful turbocharged smoothie with some rich avocado blended in with all the beautiful vegetables juiced, and you did that 5 days a week, you've changed 33% of your diet to plant-based vegan in one hit without changing anything else.
What about hanger, when people get hangry?
When they get what?
Hangry. Hungry and angry.
Hangry. So you've done that. You've cleverly merged the two.
It's a done thing these days. I don't think it's mine.
I've never heard it. I'd take it if I were you.
The Hunger Games.
Grab it.
Yeah, go
the
for
Hunger
it.
The Hunger Games.
How are we going to confront that?
Because no, it's a great question. But it's psychology, right?
Okay.
So what it is, that's what the book deals with. 95% of addiction is psychological. 5% is physical. So what people tend to do when they go on a diet is they tend to go into a can't mentality, C-A-N-T. So in other words, they go constant and never-ending tantrum is what I call can't. I want it, but I can't have it. I want it, but I can't have it. Instead of saying, but you can have it. I'm on day 19, but I can have any food I want today. I'm choosing not to. Now, I know it sounds, the book explains a lot more.
Of course.
But I'm choosing not to. So if I'm choosing not to, I can either have some food and shut up or don't have it and shut up, but shut up. Because all I'll be doing is moping around for something which I hope I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
The book addresses the easiest way possible on earth to get into the right frame of mind. So all your friends think, well, how come you're finding it easy? Because most of the hunger was always in the mind.
It was never
in the body, always in the mind. You get that in the right frame. That's why if you just go on a juice program or order a juice program without that, it's a diet mentality. And that's why I think it gets a bad name.
Okay. Lots of texts coming in. So let's take a few of those. My daughter idolizes Jason Vale. She's juicing for the past 4 months. And we all feel much healthier. Wonderful. Even do spirulina. And wheatgrass. She's going to see you tomorrow in Dundrum for your book signing.
Yes, I'm going to be at Dundrum, which is great. I have in Easton's at 1:30. I think I'm knocking around there.
And Emma's going to see you there. So,
lovely.
Jason's been an inspiration to thousands. His juicing programs are a lot easier than they sound.
Yeah, they are. And what makes them easy, again, I reiterate, I'm coming back to it, and I sound like a broken record, but it's the psychology, Ryan. It really is. When you read, it's easier if you read the book first. Like I said, I was an addiction psychologist by trade. That's why I learned that nothing to do with juicing.
So prepare the head and the soul.
Mental preparation.
It's important.
Is everything. And then you breeze through. In fact, you go from a diet where you don't enjoy it and people are picking on you, don't go out, to where you just love the process. And I tell you, if I could bottle literally how I feel today, I know it sounds, but I know how bad I felt doing the experiment where I supersized myself deliberately for this experiment before doing this. If they felt what I felt now, you just go, I don't care how long, it's only a week, it's only 2 weeks, give me a piece of the juice. You've got nothing to lose by trying it because all you're putting in is the finest natural ingredients. Those that say, oh, it's dangerous. Juicing isn't dangerous. Putting your head in an oven is dangerous. I think you'll find the vegetable juice isn't.
Yeah, okay, good. But a text says, I've read that all this juicing is a fad and it's bad for our stomachs, our liver and our teeth. So where's that coming from?
That's coming from the anti-juice propaganda. And unfortunately,
and is there such a thing? Why are they so against it?
Well, because they're against the word detox, first of all, because it's all semantics. So, for example, they would say the body naturally detoxifies itself, which it does. I've never once said that juicing detoxifies the body. What's in a word? If you say to me you're going on a detox, then any human of the current age would think you're going for a period of time without certain foods or drinks. And that's what you understand it to be. You don't actually start thinking about the mechanics of how something detoxes. So they're starting to say that it's dangerous and rots the teeth and so on because they tend to think about the fructose and the sugar and all this. But the sugars are completely different. I mean, because if the sugars were exactly the same, if someone is a real sugar head.
Yes.
And they're in, and they look in their fridge, for example, and there's only fruits and vegetables or vegetable juice, they'll still crave sugar. So the sugars can't be the same.
Yeah.
They're still craving the sugar.
Yeah,
they're still going, well, where's my bread? Where's my pasta? You'll find that most people, when they go on this, and why does it help things like type 2 diabetes when it's free? Otherwise, that doesn't even make any sense.
Jason, I love your plans. I've done the 3, 5 and 28-day plans. My kids love your TED Talk video with the fishbowl. And you should have Jason's ginger shot in the morning, says Ruth in Cork. I've got Jason's book, The Juice Master's Ultimate Fast Food, and love it. Myself and my husband make a fresh juice every day in January for health benefits, not as weight loss. Really does work. Don't think I could do the juice detox though. I love his Iron Mike Tyson. Son juice.
Yeah,
says Barbara.
See what we've done there.
You could do it.
If you read the book, you could do it. That's the point. You just think you can't. Get involved, you can.
A lot of love for you on Text Machine this morning. Jason, we have to leave it there, sadly, but come back and see us when you have a bit more time. We'd love to do more with you. Your book is called Super Juice Me 28-Day Juice Plan.
Yes, which they can do 7 or 14 or 28.
Exactly.
Don't let that put you off through the whole 28 days.
You can a la carte your way through that plan.
Yeah, and you normally drop about £1 a day if weight loss is your thing.
Okay, you're in Dundrum Town Centre tomorrow in Easton's at 1:30, so people can go along there or head to superjuicemi.com for more information.
Lovely.
Be good to see you, Jason.
Thanks, Ryan. Great to meet you. Thanks for having me on.
Ginger zinger. I enjoyed that.
Well, may the juice be with you, sir.